But you were an unknown legislator in the state. You really weren't statewide name recognition. Few gave you a chance to win. You were 32, a professor, a state legislator. I mean, what was in you thinking, I can do this?
Well, I don't know what was in me. First of all, I was just angry at some of the things I saw that I thought were wrong that were going on. I didn't like some of the things going on in the legislature. They, for example, used to be able to close the doors of the Rules Committee or whatever and kill bills without a roll call. No one ever knew who killed the bills and how they were killed. The whole House could meet as a committee of the whole and not take record votes and kill bills. I'm the one who authored the roll call machine that's in the House and Senate chambers today because I wanted up on the board the red and green lights so people could get a record of how people were voting. And there were all sorts of non-competitive bids on state contracts. The underpass in front of the state capitol, for example, the dirt that was excavated in the project was given to the contractor, and then a few weeks later they bought it back under a change order, paid him $900,000. I called it the dirty deal to get the dirt back that they'd given under the first contracts. There were all sorts of things going on, and the air was filled with all these accusations. I thought, somebody is going to beat the incumbent governor, and it might as well be me. No one else, no major figure was running at that time. So when I announced, it was long before Clay McSpadden announced. I remember hearing on the radio when Clay McSpadden announced, I almost ran off the road because I thought that's the end of me. I was going to be the only alternative, and I thought I might just have a chance.
He was a former president, pro tem of the state Senate.
Right.
He was a congressman. He was a rodeo announcer. He was nephew of Will Rogers.
Yes, yes.
He had it all going
for him. Oh, my gosh. And he was even giving the rodeo prayer in a movie about rodeos that was on at the time. So he was even in the movies at the time. So I just thought, well, there's just no – and he and I had been friendly when I was a young state legislator. Clem was always invariably nice to me. And I just knew that would be really tough, but I'd already announced and I was out there running, and then he got into it later, and I just thought, well, that's the end of me. But I did have a tactic. I went to all the rodeos I could find. Now, you might have thought, well, that's a foolish place to go. They'd all be Clem supporters. But he was always sitting way up in the rodeo box where he would announce it or give the prayer or whatever, and I would go along the fence with all the cowboys and all the spectators, and I'd say, well, I'm running for governor, you know. And Clem, he's up over in the box. He's already forgotten you. I'm down here with you. I won't forget you. And it's really interesting. I came very close to carrying and did carry a few of those rural counties where rodeo was very strong, and yet I was able to win those votes.